This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. According to Hamas-run government officials, Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp near Gaza City for a second day in a row on Wednesday, which they say caused many deaths and injuries. VOA's Alinda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Israel says that several senior Hamas people were in that refugee camp and they were targeting them, especially one who was one of the planners of the October 7th massacre in which several thousand Hamas gunmen came into Israel and killed some 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Israel says it had told civilians for several weeks to leave that area, knowing that was sort of a stronghold of Hamas and that Israel was going to bomb it. There were many deaths. We're talking about probably several dozen killed and maybe more.
That was VOA's Linda Gradstein. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Americans will now be able to exit war-torn Gaza, and the administration will work hard to get additional Americans out of the region in the coming days.
We're continuing working to significantly step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support.
The State Department said earlier Wednesday that an initial group of foreign nationals, including Americans, departed Gaza on Wednesday. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, crossed into Gaza Wednesday, where he met with Palestinian communities and other UNRWA colleagues working in the territory. He said he was shocked by the scale of humanitarian needs in Gaza and called for ramping up assistance delivered to the Strip's 2.3 million population. This is VOA.